Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on February 11th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Chanono Kawande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the just-ended 32nd ordinary session of the Assembly of the African Union.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the just-ended AU meeting.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa has returned home after attending the meeting, with some critics saying the African Union meeting was a waste of taxpayer money. The 2019 theme of the AU meeting was the Year of Refugees, Returnees and Internally Displaced Persons Toward Durable Solutions to Forced Displacement in Africa.
While attending the meeting, Mnangagwa called for the independence of the African Union. He told UpFrance 24 that recent public protests in Zimbabwe were part of a regime change agenda being spearheaded by well-funded non-governmental organizations tied to unnamed countries. He also dismissed as false reports that a large number of women were raped during and after the protests over the high cost of living.
At the same time, Mnangagwa claimed that TD Bank is expected to unveil lines of credit of up to $500 million for Zimbabwe. Meanwhile, the Southern African Development Community has urged the European Union to lift sanctions imposed on ZANU-PF officials, saying that Mnangagwa's government is doing a lot to address socio-economic and political challenges facing the country.
Please note that we are live streaming this show on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona.
Let's talk. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. The number again,
001-202-619-2077. Siyabona ukuthi bebekhangela kakhulu behlolisisa ngeziphepheli kodwa ke asikwazi ukuthi kuphumeni nxa sesikhangela udaba lololo. Kodwa ke okuphinde kwaphuma khona ngale ukuthi ke inhlanganiso ye Southern African Development Community iSADC ite ifisa ukuthi nga kuyesulwa izijeziso ezafakelwa abantu abakubadlela ZANU-PF. Kuphinde njalo ke umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa watshela ke umsakazo weFrance 24 ukuthi abantu ababetshengisela emigwaqweni ngozibandlela ngabantu ababefuna ukuthi bamsuse esikhundleni. Uphinde njalo wathi kungamanga alohlaza tshoko ukuthi ke kulabantu abaningi abadlwengulwayo abangobomama ababedlwengulwa libutho leZimbabwe. Kuthi nxa kukhulunywa khona manje kulo muntu oyedwa kuphela wahamba wakhulutshela amapolisa ukuthi ubanjwe ngabanye abantu. So ke uthi ke nxa kulo muntu wadlwengulwayo kumbe waferwa isihlobo kumele emapoliseni ekhuluma ukuthi hayi kunje kunje. So ke sifisa ukuthi nxa lifuna ukuthi lixoxe lathi khona manje lisitshayele phela ucingo inombolo yetwithi 01-202-619-2077. Ungafona siyakufonela lapho khona khona ngapho. Ye kunjalo konte.
Nasi tiri kuda kutarisa musangano we African Union uyo unova wapira nasi ku Ethiopia ku Addis Ababa. Vamnangagwa vadzokera kumusha ku Zimbabwe. Asi varipo vazhinji varikuti musangano we African Union kwa chinguva kutambisa mari hapana chakabudamo chine musoro. Lingindira regore rino ranga riri rekuti the Year of Refugees, Returnees and Internally Displaced Persons, vachitsvaka nzira yokumisa upoteri yokubatsira abo vakapotera nekuona kuti abo vakabviswa kana kuti vakatiza mudzimba dzavo asi vasina kubuda munyika vabatsirwe vadzokere mumisha yavo pavanga vachi vari kumusangano uyu vamunangagwa vakataura nevatori venhau vekufrance vachivaudza kuti kuratidzira kwakaitika masvondo matatu apfuura chakanga chiri chirongwa chedzimwe hurumende dzavasina kudoma dziri kunze kumadokero kwenyika vachibatsirana nebato rinopikisa remdc pamwe chete namamwe masangano akazvimiririra kuti vavabise pachigaro vamunangagwa vakarambawo zvekare kuti kune vanhu vazhinji vechikadzi vakabatwa chibharo zvinove zvinhu zvashatirisa vamwe vanhu kuti vangagodaro sei zvinhu iyo zvichizikamwa ivo vachizvisiva vamunangagwa vanotaura zvekare kuti kune bhangi rinonzi td bank rakwanisa kana kuti rabvuma kupa zimbabwe mari inosvika $500 million ukuvo Southern African Development Community iri kukurudzira European Union kuti ichibvisa zvirango zvakatemerwa vamwe vakuru vakuru vebato rezanupf vachiti zvanzi vamunangagwa hurumende yavamunangagwa iri kuedza kugadzirisa zvinhu zvamatongero enyika nezvinhu zvese zvamaererano nezvemari saka toda kukuzivisai kuti chirongwa ichi chiri kubuda live pafacebook pages dzedu dzevoa studio 7 voa shona nevoa ndebele saka ngatitaurei kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa muchida kutipawo zvamunofunga tifonerei pa 001-202-619-2077
dube already Mr. Wande there are some people who are following us on facebook these include polite Kwakuba Maposa Gift M. Malusubeng and Jeff Maswani say, then Lesedi Molea says, Ngabe lichona njani bafowethu, siyaphila khonapho ke Molea, kunjani? Umelody Golide Chuma, uti tubele njani? Ngiyaphila lami kakhulu lapha ke Melody, singazi wena. Kuba sobuya ke uNesbeth Ndlovu uti sicela lisibonele, Persuadance Island, uti salibonani, yebo kunjani ke Persuadance. Kuzobuya ke uThembelihle Ndlovu uti sikhona lathi khonapha ke enkundleni. Yes, ngabe silobani khonapho. Kuvhiyo ishona kulabantu vatumeza yini kumbe kwangena umuntu
ya vakutotuma mamessages vakutotumira mamessages Willard Magugu anoti kudzokera kumusha kwavamunangagwa nekusadzokerako zvakangofanana vamagugu vamagugu moda kuti vamunangagwa vachigarako kuAddis Ababa zvachose here Titus Mukucha anoti ari kutitarisa ari kuHarare tinotenda chaizvo vamukucha nekuti tandadza kwamuri kuita kuna Boaz Jaguru anoti ngationei zvinobuda noti kushora chete ehe zvakanaka chose izvozvo tinoda kuona zvinobuda asi zvetinotarisawo kuti chaitika kusvika pari zvino chii vazhinji vanoona sekuti hapana chambodi chaitika chinomusoro
I think we've got our first guest, Baba Wande, and that is Dr. Charles Zero.
Right.
He's at the University of Zimbabwe in the Department of Social Work. Dr. Zero, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So we understand that you're in Addis Ababa. So how did things go for Zimbabwe there?
Yeah, things went well. In fact, the discussion was good for us.
Which one specifically? Which discussion do you think was good for Zimbabwe?
We discussed on issues to do with refugees in different countries, where we were saying, in fact, it was suggested that there is a need for refugees to be educated in their host countries. At the same time, there was a need for integration, where we are talking of the host community accepting refugees and try to help them wherever it is necessary. This is where we are saying, as far as Zimbabwe was concerned, I think the integration process has been taking on very well.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that refugees from Zimbabwe living in other countries are going to benefit somehow from this, or is just for them it's just some kind of talk show?
Depending, in fact, what is necessary is for the host country to accept not necessarily Zimbabwe to intervene in refugees who are outside, because it's about South Africa or it's about Namibia, it's about Zambia, how they should accept the refugee community.
Yes. Just hold on, Mr. Wande. Do you have a question for him?
Yeah. Saka, Dr. Kanamaka Tarisa, zvese zvakaitika tichisanganisa nenyaya dzevapoteri. Imi munoona sokuti musangano uyu wakabudirira here, nokuti varipo vanoshora musangano uyu vachiti hauna kunyatso bata nyaya yezviri kuitika muZimbabwe zvakanaka. Imi munozviona sei?
Kuona kunosiyana, nokuti chete tikatarisa paengo imwe, umwe naumwe nemaonero anenge achiita. Because zvatanga inini from my understanding ndakatoona kutoti nyika dzakaita fanika vana Zambia naZimbabwe vana Malawi tatinayedu infact fada since yanga ichinyakuyakuafrica. But if you look at countries like vana Kenya, countries like vana joku West Africa, we're highly complaining about this element of integration. I think it's not possible to integrate nema refugees. Saka, as far as Zimbabwe is concerned, from our experience, we have refugees from Mozambique, we have refugees from DRC, Rwanda, Sudan, as far as I'm concerned. I was educated together with the Sudanese. That is part of integration. Saka, I do want to put, it's not Zimbabwe, I do want to integrate nema refugees.
Saka idzi nyika dzamuri kutaura dziri kuda kuti havasi kuda here kuti vapoteri vari munyika dzavo vaitwe integrate kana kuti vapinzwe mune
ndopa pachita nyaya, because vaiti ivo, once we integrate these people, they will turn against us. Or either they, when they go back, vanotoita kuti problem yadzoka ikoko. Because I think I once gave an example yekuti wotora mwana uchengetwa muchildren's home, rerwa nevarungu wozomuregedza kuti achindogara nemakaranga kumasvingo kana chemazezu, haazivi kana chitsika imwe chizezuru. So if a refugee is kept in a certain country, musinatsika dzake nezvavaidzama kutaura
Dr. Zero, isu tinenge tichiti kana vanhu vari vapoteri vanofanira kuchengetwa kana kubatsirwa kuti vaite magariro avanoziva. Chii chiri kutadzisa kuita izvozvo chinozoita kuti mutye kuti
kana host countries vanenge vasina maresources to meet those challenges? Like in, let's take for example, ndiri kunzwa inyasha ndaona evidence yakakwana nazvo kuti marwandizi vari muZimbabwe at the moment, area yavari kugara, vatodominate. Havachatoti government kuti iite intervening whatever they are doing there. Saka the same thing kana marefugees ari some, they want to practice their own way of life, which is supposed to be practiced ku home country kwavo. But if it's contrary to the host country, then it becomes the problem.
Mm-hmm. Rambai zvenyu muripo, Dr. Zito, tinodzoka kwamuri muchinguva chishomanana.
I think we've got a caller, Mr. Mananda. Take him maybe for 2 minutes, then we go for
Muripo here parunare.
Ndiripo hangu kwamakadini mese mese pasere zvezvara zvokuzimbabwe nevari kumusha mese uko. Ndiva Mananda akutaura kubva kaSwika.
Aiwa, tiri nani hedu vaMananda. Tinotenda kuti mawana nguva yekutandara nesu. Tauraiwo zvamunofunga nenyaya itinzwe.
Okay, muchitanga kuintroducea program yenyu matini, tinoda kutarisa kuti pamusangano wabva kupera weAU, vamwe vachiti waingova musangano wokutambisa ari dzevanhu nekuti hapana chakabuda. I wanted only just to say, for the past 2 decades, Africa has been taking so many steps not to depend with the West, due to the fact of the interference when it comes to political situations in each and every country towards Africa. Zvanga zvichikonzerwa nokuti varume vanga vakambotibata ava. nzira yavanga vari kuuya nayo yanga iri nzira inokonzera kupesana kwevanhu mukati menyika, tichipedzisira tiri kuurayana, tichipedzisira vamwe vachitanga kubuda munyika vachitiza vachienda kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana. Zvoreva izvo kuti kueastern block muAfrica vanga vachiwana ruremekedzo neeastern block pamwe chete neasia, although hazvo zvisina pundudzo yakati kurise nokuda kuti West ndiyo ine mari yakati kurewo. Ini ndanga ndichifunga kuti pamusangano uyu kutaurika paunga uchiita zvechokwadi matambudziko muZimbabwe arimo. Matambudziko atinawo haadi munhu anobva kune imwe nzvimbo. Matambudziko atinogona kugadzirisa isu rungu varidzi venyika tikakona kugara pamwe chete tichibvunzana nokuonesana dambudziko revahwande harisi rakapera. Kana kune vanofunga kana kuti vaveti zvichitorota havo kuti America ichamuka mangwana iri muZimbabwe kuda ndiwo kuti tigozotonga, vachiri kure nezvoto zvemuno muAfrica. Nokuti mukatarisa system iri kuraniwa nayeko zvine zvinhasi unouno muAfrica haisi chiriyo system yatakamboona makore akatidarike akonzera kuti vana vabharake vabve vachibviswa neAmerica, vana vagadhafe vachiurawa vachibvisiwa. Zvese izvozvo ivhaioreshen, ndiyo vhaioreshen inoshuvirwa navamwe vedu vatinorarama navo mukati menyika. So ndakaida kukurudzira kuti pamusangano wakafanana nouyu pabva vamunangagwa, ndinobonga kuti kana vava kumucha donzora vakatanga kutora riyairo rokugara pamwe chete namapato, ngarienderere mberi pamwe chete namadzichechi chiine chinangwa chokuti as Zimbabweans we need to sit down and resolve our problems towards the development of the country so that our children will benefit the country that we want. Mm-hmm. And they will enjoy all the prospects that we believe kuti vana vedu vachafara nazvo. Kana tikaramba tichidhonzerana kudai vari zvokwadi, nyangwe tikataura kuchabuda rimwe zuva chive namamwe maproblem, kuchingova nerimwe zuva kuchive namamwe maproblem. Ngatirudzei kumbochinja magoalposts edu, timbotora another dimension inoita kuti isu Zimbabweans how much are we committed to resolve our country.
Aywa.
Corruption,
you know,
is part of the thing that I would want to hear the president.
Tinotenda namashoko enyu, ndinovimba kuti vazhinji vazvinzwa zvamataura. Tinotenda zvikuru. Mr. Mananga, I think that
ndangachikumbira kusachedziniso changu vahwande, ndangachikumbira kusachedziniso changu vahwande chokupedzisira kana mukanditendera henyu. Munhu wandoda kubvunza uyu handizeka achiri mupenyu nokuda kuti pakangoitika matambudziko kurasika dzinhare dzifoni idzi dzokucommunicata ndine shamwari yangu iri kugerman uko anonzi gift mufanebadza. Zvino handisi kuziva kuti kana achiri mupenyuwo kana kuti haasi mupenyuwo ndine urombo, asi ndangofunga kuti ndimutsvage nokuti ndirikumutsvaga nameso matsvuku.
Ndofunga kana vakateerera vari kuzvinzwa. Tinotenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu.
I think we've got another caller, and this caller is Mr. Tanaka. Mr. Tanaka, how are you?
Okay.
I think he's gone. So maybe let's go to Dr. Charles Zero. So Dr. Charles Zero, as you were in at the AU meeting, we are informed that Mr. Mnangagwa actually talked to France 24. And he said that people that were protesting were actually people that had an agenda to remove him from power. So what's your take on that?
Unfortunately, I didn't hear that. And at the same time, remember our program was for Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And the president of state were at their program on Sunday. I think up to today. I'm not so sure. But I did not get what you said specifically, but I'm not so sure. I didn't do anything to know that you said what exactly you were involved in dealing with the violence in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't comment on that.
Okay, thank you so much. And I think so many people are coming in now on Facebook. We've got Simba T. Zimi, who says, SATAC and AU, very good work. And then we've got Mickey Mofela, He says, I'm watching you guys from Jamaica. Jamaica down there, right? Talita TC Dube says, yeah, kunzima ufoit. Then God knows Makotore saying that he's in Midrand and is listening to the show. Everson Pukai says, yeah, the last caller that was speaking said a lot, and that was good what he said. Then Vuga Zimbabwe says, yeah, there's a lot that is happening in Zimbabwe right now. So do you have any people that are following us?
So many are writing. Kanisio Mutsindi Kwa Anoti, African Union in the SADC Axis, White Elephant Clubs. We'll continue. Nema messages. Tinata Farapa phone. Magadini Mkwama Tafara.
You're right, Magadini.
Aywa, Tirinani, Tibatriyo na Mashoko Yenyu. Murikupi?
Muriku Zambia.
Muriku Zambia, aywa. Tibatriyo na Mashoko Yenyu?
Mashoko Yenyu, Dr. Rapachironga.
Achero samno kana mshida churungu tishona kana mshida andevele tino tambira zvese.
Oh, you want me to talk about what's on the forum of what I said my number?
Yes, we are talking about the African Union summit that just ended today in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Yes, so Mr. Tafara, tell us a little bit about what you understand SADC was doing in Ethiopia. Do you have any idea that SADC was convening a meeting in Ethiopia?
No, I just saw it on Facebook, so I wanted to get some more information on what's going on there.
Yeah, okay, so, but basically, as an African person, do you have any interest, like, in what SADC does, you know, for Zambia, what SADC does for Zimbabwe? Do you have any kind of interest?
Yes, so that they can help lift the sanctions that have been imposed on Zimbabwe.
Uh-huh. What do you think about the sanctions? Do you have any knowledge what the sanctions are all about?
Not really.
Yeah, so why do you say then they should remove the sanctions when they don't know what the sanctions are all about?
Because this is what helps the country to have... Because these European countries which have imposed sanctions are the ones which help us African countries.
Yeah, well, what I'm trying to get at here is that do you have an idea what these sanctions are and who is under those sanctions? Do you have any idea?
That's why I said not really. Mm-hmm. Are there sanctions for...
Mm-hmm. No, that's right, Mr. Tafara. So, but anyway, thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay.
Yes, siyambonga kakhulu ke uTafara khona ngale ke uwele Zambia. So, silobaba ke uDr. Charles Tsiro lokho khona khonapha ke enkundleni. Sibeze sibuya ke labantu abasilandelayo khonapha ke ku Facebook abakhuluma abakufisayo ngokutwenzakala khona ngale Ethiopia. So, siyakwazi umhlangano ugcitshwe lamhlanje. Kuzobuya ke abantu abanjengo Tekane Hlabangane uthi kanti kungani iZANU PF ikhuluma ngokuthi amanye amazwe angangeneli uyamangala ukuthi kade vele kwenziwa kwini. Kuzobuya ke uMelody Golide Chuma uthi ngicela lindinte bantu benkosi uswakele inombolo yakhe lapha eqalisa ngo-plus 35. So ke kuzobuya lo Teddy Bango uthi salibonani bantu benkosi linjani kula ngapho. So likuzwa njani khonoko okhulunywa ngumongameli uEmerson Mnangagwa otheke ibhanga le-TD Bank lilakho ukuthi liboleke imali ilizwe leZimbabwe. Njalo lokuthi abantu ababejengisela emigwaqweni eZimbabwe ngabantu ababefuna ukumsusa esikhundleni ngenkani. Kuzobuya kwinxa sikhuma ngakhonokho futhi uthi abantu okuthiwa badlwengulwa libutho labanye abantu abazomvikela. Kukhanya ngazani khonokho kuqanjwa ngabantu ukuthi baningi ukuthi hathi kulo muntu oyedwa kuphela ohamba wabika emapholiseni ukuthi wadlwengula. So uthi labo abangazange bayi-report emapholiseni ngcono behambe khona ngale emapholiseni bakhulume ababhekana lakho. Kambe ulakho yini ukuthi ungadlengula uhambe uyekhuluma uyetshela amapholisa ngesikhathi abantu bechaywa, ngesikhathi abantu bebotshwa, ngesikhathi abantu behanjiswa enkantolo lejele? So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani konke lokhu. Asifuni ukuthi thina sikhulumela lina ngwenu inokumele kukhulume. Mwandi, sila mwandi kuna.
Funi yache inaita sikunoonetsa asi tine message inobva kuna Letitia Taruvinga unoti munhu anga Tashi haana zvaari kuziva, he hasn't been home for years. Handisi kuziva kuti Tashi ndiani kudano rea uyu anga fona ari kuZambia. Ruramai Mash anoti sanctions must go full stop. No need to understand the narrative. Famba Niro anoti ZANU PF is a sanction on Zimbabwe. Jason Mateu anoti SADC and AU have failed us as Zimbabweans. Nothing positive will come out from Ethiopia. Peter Matanga anoti clueless ZANU PF. Tafara, he doesn't even know the sanctions he is talking about. Famba Niro adzoka zvikara achiti ZANU PF is abusing human rights every single day. ZANU PF must go. Do mamwe ma messages atino bari zvino.
So ke zvirukani ndava ngalifisa kuti lingena kona pake ku studio 7 likumbule inombolo kumele liifonele. Inombolo yangona iti 01-202-619-2077. Zaipinda njalo. 01-202-619-2077. Uyafona kanye kona po jinage sakufonela sengapa. Ngafuna kuti kuloke lati kona manje yenza konoko ke 01-202-619-2077. Ye, utaba letu njoba ngilubekile kona pa mpakatini. Sikuluma nge African Union, lokuti kona ngale ke African Union kukulunye okunenga kulu. Ukunyeka kangela pela langezi pepele. Nizokutuwa silo baba lepe kutuwa nungumba nifuetu.
Tina wangu wadiparu na remu koma luku, madbat, makadini ko?
Marajimbele.
Aye, watirinani murikuipi? Aha. Tibatsire ona mashoko enyu munofunge nenya yati kukurukurai.
Ah, munoona kutsika. Vakuru vedu vachachanyika manava.
Madi taurai zvekare.
Ya vakuru vedu vachachanyika zvari kuita izvi zvirizo zvekufana nechishovo izvi zvamuri kuti tiende kumberi maona.
Se muchidaro. Saka zvaitwa sei? Vari kubvunza kuti kana varitaya zvaitwa sei? Chii chamoda kuona chichitwa?
I was in a change. I can't meet a very good change. Yes, you would have. I cannot have no fear. There's a good chance of living with themselves. I'm going to say that.
Ko, anditi kwa kaitu wa saruzo, vamnaga kwa waka wina ere?
Vamnaga kwa wanda wani chungu wani, zano kia wa chua wina, zano wina ere, kwa zishu wini, ilo zo, shabu, zika wani wana ere.
Aywa, tino tenda nema shoko enyu. Ndinofunga vazhinji vari kuzvinzwa vachataurawo zvavanofunga pamusoro pezvemataura. Tinotenda chaizvo mukoma.
Aiwa.
Dr. Aiwa, tinotenda chaizvo. Dr. Zero, muchiripo? Dr. Zero?
Ndiripo.
Ongo. Mungati taurira kuti imimi manga makatarisana zvikuru nenyaya dzevapoteri. Chamunofunga kuti Zimbabwe yawana panyaya dzamakaita pahurukuro dzamakaita idzi kuAfrican Union. Chii chakawanikwa neZimbabwe papapa? Zimbabwe yakabuda nei mune zvirongwa zvakatenderamwa nezvakaitwa ku Addis Ababa?
Nyaya yanga yakanyanya kukoshesa ndiyo ndaya dzama kutsanangura yeintegration nemai host communities. Make sure kuti marefugees vari munyika menyu vanoendeswa kuchikoro, vanodzidziswavo kurima locally and so forth. Saka Zimbabwe inoto yanga ichitaridza itori pamusoro, nokuti even ine history yemarefugees muno muZimbabwe from around the 90s. Remember the refugees from Mozambique? Chakakwanisa kuinda kuita integrate. Mukauya kuZimbabwe ikozvinezvi kune vamwe vanonzi vananzokira from Rwanda. vati vai business person une makombi anosvika kana ma 60 magonyeti haachatoperi. That's part of integration.
Yeah, I see, Dr.
Zimbabwe, as far as those companies are concerned, education, my refugees, mukaenda kune kunonzi kutongogara. Wakato establish for primary, secondary, they are working on a high school where they are trying to bring in the concept of integration. So when all these issues were discussed, Zimbabwe had that it was on top of every situation. As compared to the main issue, I think my refugee one.
Mapa mwenzaniso ye integration ye ba poteri woku Mozambique. Tingati integration chayo hero kana takatarisa kuti Zimbabwe ne Mozambique they share a common language along our borders. Uyezve tsika nemagariro
akataura nezvanzukira wokuhwanda.
Ehe, mataura.
Ehe, asi woga kumukatoya kuarea yewaterfalls vatova enumber of rwandese vakutogara ikoko. Saka tikataura nezvemozambique ndekuti we are sharing my borders. Pamwe zvinoita fanika zvokuti vamwe vanhu ndevemozambique ndevemuzimbabwe vanenge vaenda kumozambique kuzodzoka vachida vanhu vanokwanisa kunge vachitaura russia. But take for example Rwanda. We are integrating those people.
Yeah. Ko kana takatarisa kuti muZimbabwe ndofunga iko zvino zvimune 11,000 registered refugees. Zimbabwe iri kutora vapoteri asi iyo iri kutumirawo vapoteri kunze kwenyika. Munozviona sei izvozvo?
Iyo ndio mama makombonenzi anenge achiitikwa kuti vaitaurwa nzira makodzi zakawanda anokonzera kuti munhu aite refugee. Saka zvinobva nokuti munhu uno handiti muri kuona kuti 11,000 vanhu vari kuuya vari kutoona kuti kune peace. But my locals vari kuona kuti hamunawo peace. Saka zvinobva nokuti munhu unodefina sei situation yake.
Asi nyaya yekuti tingati kune vapoteri vanobva kuMozambique muZimbabwe. Kune vapoteri vanobva kuZimbabwe vari kuMozambique. Zvino chii chiri kuitika apa?
Ndambonzwawo iyoyo komponenti kuti kuMozambique kune vapoteri vekuZimbabwe.
Ndiri kupa as an example because you find kuti kune vamwe va nyika dziri kuridzana kwadziri kuita kufambidza kwadziri kuita. Sei Africa ichiindisa marefugees kune dzimwe nyika asi marefugees anobva kune dzimwe nyika idzodzodzo achienda munyika mune marefugees kunyika kwavo. Zvinombofamba sei? Chii chiri kuitika muAfrica?
Iyoyo ndiyo imwe yaitaurwa kuti what are the real causes? Paibuda makozes akasiyana siyana. Okuti ichi country ine problem yayo but chimwe chinhu chisina zotaurwa zvacho changa takaona wenyuzi kuti changa chikonzera as a major problem yange iri nyaya yekuti masponsored programs emumadzimwe nyika ndokuwe dzinosponda maconflicts muma African countries and izvezvo pafanira kunge pane durable solution to that to stop that those sponsorships. Like someone on Gaitara knows about my sanctions. My sanctions, they might not be necessary in Mozambique, but they are targeted as one country. In that country, in the Okon, Zrato, and Momoa, Kono Kukara, Zakanak, then they become a refugee somewhere.
Rambazhe muripo Dr. Zero tinotenda zvikuru.
Dr. Zero, so looking at issues really to do with Africa, it seems as if you have talked about sanctions, but then there is an issue of economic decay in some countries. So if you look at
economic
decay, economic problems exacerbated by corruption, you know, people always talk about lines of credit, you know, they're getting money from certain countries. Like, for example, Mr. Mnangagwa actually said there are indications that TD Bank is going to give Zimbabwe all lines of credit for Zimbabwe of up to $500 million. So all this, does it add up to African countries being independent or standing on their own? They've got so many resources. So what is the problem really?
The problem in terms of
in terms of them standing on their own. Why should they always borrow money? Get money from this place, get money from another place, there's a problem there.
When the borrowing, I think that's a problem which is being dominated by Western countries, because they tend to believe they can look after African countries. Mm-hmm. And by looking after African countries at the end, because if you try to look, CBZ is the local bank.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, there are international banks which are around. Why are they not sponsoring those programs? It's because they're being tied somewhere. So the only thing we can only survive with is that of introducing the CBZ programs. But CBZ programs are also limited because they cannot get money from anywhere else where they can also facilitate their program. That becomes a problem, but anybody send that from within, but within my project, cannot my industry is aid from within. They are not operational.
Aha. Thank you so much for that kind of a remark. But at the end of the day, it seems as if, you know, Zimbabwe has got this habit of going to China, going to Belarus, going to Russia, you know, but it doesn't go straight to African Union countries. No. So why should Zimbabwe necessarily has to go to some other nations instead of those in Africa for help? Is it because the African countries are poor?
This is why I'm saying African countries are tied to Western countries. So there is no way out. Like, in Mumbamangu, Mumuri, Okwangu, people are begging. No, but not the kind of Kumbira one, Okwangu, on a substantial amount of these Arabs. It's not possible. You need to go to those who have got money.
Do
you have a question for him? So I can't go to Ethiopia to beg money. Neither, because Ethiopia is also going somewhere outside. I can't go to the country because the country is also going to another country.
Matawara, then you're integration. Integration, amufunge here, kana kuti munoona here kuti integration inogona kutorwa sekuta displace vanhu vomunyika imomo. Nuku ndakawona nyaya ichinetsa nyango kwakata sokunana Botswana, uko kwakanga kune vapoteri vakawanda vekuNamibia, vokuAngola, hurumende yeBotswana ichiresista, ichiramba zveintegration, vachiti ngavagari kumacamps, havagoni kuvatora vachivapinza mumasociety mavo, nokuti vaitya kuti vanotora space, vanotora mabasa ezvizvarwa zvenyika iyoyo. Handizvo here zviri kuitwawo naana Kenya izvozvo zvamamuchitaura? Haisiri nzira yekuda
kuti ndo zvandiri kuti inini paintegration, papoint yangu yandaisesa paintegration ndeyekuti in as much as we don't have my resources, but we are trying to do our best in terms of doing what is expected by UNHCR, that refugees should be reintegrated with local communities. But they are not seeing my challenges, my manetwa encountered by different countries. You have given an example here, Botswana. It's not only Botswana. There are countries, it was not Kenya, is in trouble in Al-Shabaab. There are also other countries. When I come in, they were also coming in, Yaka to come up with an instrument to accommodate the integration process. Sudan, it is saying, we received information to the extent that other countries, they are creating problems because Avacha is difficult to have. But my only thing, as far as Zimbabwe is concerned and the integration process is concerned, we have tried our level best to integrate those people, but they have not created problems locally.
Saka pari zvino Zimbabwe hayo haina ma problems nevanhu yakaita integrate musociety mayo.
So far, hapana, but zvinokwanisa kuti zvinokwanisa kuzoitika uyenze, but so far pandaziva so far, hapana pamboita problem.
No, that's very good.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Besides, ndakupai yekuota for kuti Marwandiza akuda kutotora kuti chere yacho chavarugara chatova chavo.
No, thank you so much. Stay on the line there. I think we've got two callers on the line. Yes, Loba Bunaveni and Mkonto Kumalo. Kumalo, unjan. Yeah, Kumalo yangizu.
Yeah, nyakuzwa baba Tobe.
Yeah, akutsho ke baba Kumalo kuti wena ubona njani konoku okwenzakale African Union. Kambe uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ubuyele ekhaya epheteni, ephathelene nabantwana.
ekwinisweni babudube nxa singamerikweniso into nje kuphela aza besiphathele yona nje ekhaya yikuthi kulezi thembiso eziyikuthi lokuthi kodwa-ke ukuthi sikubone lokho kusenziwa babudube asingeke size sikubone kuyahlala kuyizithembiso sokuthi nxa sikhangelele ukuthi kwenzeka ulutholo uthile ukuze kube thile kodwa-ke nxa sikhangela ngokuhlukunyezwa kwabantu ukuphazanyiswa kwamalungelo abantu babudube amanye amazwe noma kade elesifiso sokuthi aphathise umongameli wethu umnangagwa ulutho oluthile oza kuvuselela umnotho wethu ngeke asakwenza lokho ngoba bazabe besesaba ukuthi kutsho ukuthi ba-sponsor uhulumende ohlukumeza abantu bakhe so lawo azabe esaba babudube ukuthi aphathise umnangagwa umphako azafika lathi asabe leyona ekhaya
pho-ke kunceda ngani ukuthi abe siye emhlanganweni onje
mhlawumbe nxa singathatha ngendlela akhulume ngayo babudube kulento ayikhulumileyo ukuthi yena he is not in the government to please the people of Zimbabwe so isentezi nje yona lana babudube kutho ukuthi le nto le nxa yena ihambe emhlanganweni uzenzela yena labangani bakhe akenzeli uzulu ukuthi ajabule ukuthi ngempela this is a new Zimbabwe ekade siyilindele so ungakhangeli nje indlela akhulume ngakhona uzathola ukuthi lezi zinto lezi babudube uzenzela yena labangani bakhe kuzanupf ngale phezulu kukanti uzulu uzaqhubeka ehlupheka ehlukumezeka ngesimo somnotho langokuswelakala kwemali okukhona elizweni
ye sizwile njalo sithi-ke abantu ababetshengisela emgaqweni babesenza lokhu kwezela ukuthi bamsuse esikhundleni kambe kunjalo yini khumalo kumbe umuntu omdala obekhuluma nje
hhayi ngithi esintwini kuyazile ukuthi sithi ukhuluma amanga siza kuthi uphosisile babudube ngoba abantu bengena emigwaqweni betshengisela kwakuyindlela yokubonisa ukuthi abasuthiseki ngalokho umongameli wethu athe wakwenza okokuqala babudube sizananzelela ukuthi likhona ihofisi okumele ukuthi limemezele ngathini utshintsho oluba khona elizweni sibona yena kunguye owahlala kumabonakude wakhuluma ukuthi ipetroli iza kunyuka ngokungaka idizi izonyuka ngokungaka lokhuyana babudube kutsho khona ukuthi ama-basic commodities wonke ayeza kunyuka njengalokhu kusenzeka manje ukuthi sibone isinkwa sesi-for $2 something so kutsho khona ukuthi abantu bengena laphana babetshengisela ukuthi hhayi ndoda thina asisuthiseki mongameli hhayi ukuthi sifuna ukukususa ngoba ngosuku efakwa esihlalweni uzulu wonke waselizweni lezimbabwe wacelebrata ukuthi at least kukhona utshintsho osolungaba khona
siyabonga khumalo sibili kungathinela kusasa ba
ngiyabonga babudube
hey, thank you so much so Mr. Khumalo was saying that Mr. Mnangagwa is going back home empty-handed saying he's going back home with some promises nothing else so he says it's just a waste of time for him to be attending some of these meetings. You know, he ended up by saying that people that staged the protests, contrary to what Mr. Mnangagwa thinks, that it was a regime change agenda, is something that is pressing people in the country. You know, people are pressed in terms of food, people don't have jobs, and he says that's real. You know, that's the reality that is there on the ground.
That's true.
Instead of, him making those kind of allegations.
There are so many people who are questioning the behavior of the African Union that they did not even bother to deal with the issue of Zimbabwe, which is really right now in a crisis.
But
mode.
In a way, you know, Sati came out and with a statement and said, you know, the European Union should remove sanctions. Which means they've got their own opinion about what is.
I saw the statement, which is very much in support of the government, which is fair. Mm-hmm. But for them to ignore,
he started with the things that
befell the people.
Yeah, apparently he started all by what Mr. Ramaphosa said during the protest. You still remember? He said sanctions to be removed. So now is
I would the issue of sanctions is fine, but I would have expected from the leaders of Africa some condolences or some just recognition that some people died in the country.
Okay, let's hear what Mr. Donald Mamboma is saying.
Mamambo, Mama Kadiniko.
Ndovaram kumata nomeo kana mgoma duwe makasimba ili.
Sapira mfoe tukunja.
Amwidi kusari ila panya ya zinota alwaiti.
Ai, dandito sari ili nukuti zinonjineta nguwa nguwa mkoma. Ndodi kusari
ila. Taurai microphone mnayo. Takupa emkana. Taurai tinzo.
Alright. Zinonjineta nguwa munu mkuru wa karasa wa mnangagwa. Unu ufamba shinda kumisangano ku atikisa baba ku. Asikura ndegi ino dhura unu ka unu nye pasu nukunziripa chena. I was like,
Mama katarisira kuti vadzoke vanei manga makatarisira kuti chii chinchabva ku African Union chamam chida kuona mimi chi
chada kuona ni kuti tarisira chada kuona kuti Zimbabwe nyaya Zimbabwe ishe pa agenda kusati ku adisa papa inge pa agenda ngati kufamba kuti inenge yazopinda pa any other business kana kuti zvileni asikaje saka vakasimukire chi
Munenge mchida kuti masangano muAfrica akwanise kuzviitira zvinhu ega asatora mari dzavarungu zvino vakakanganisa here kupa ngombe kuSadak
akakanganisa kuti kandiro kana dzikarenda kune vakanwe isi tinowana chiita izvi tinowana chiita hatinasa tinowana ndibva tikuchema kana
kuti aya vata
vamunanga gwamukurudzira yangu mashoko angu ndekuti vaziva kuti nda dzinotibatsira ndedzi Japan, America, Britain. Then you got that. Then you put politics in Belarus. Belarus has symbol. This is where I can't go to Britain. I can't go to Russia. 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 I can't go to
Russia. I can't go
to Russia. I can't go to Russia. I can't go to Russia. I can't go to Russia. I can't go to Russia. I can't go to
Tatenda zvikuru mukoma mamboma na mashoko enyu
ndokumbira kuti mumudi udzire vari zvamanhanda kana vachitaura ka ivo vari ku South Africa kutaura vashasenge munhu akagarika devava vakagarika vangade vari ku Zimbabwe nemhuri yavo kana vashara kuti vanhu vanda kubvisa utungamiri vanoda kuzama kutaura kuti kudii chachiyacho ndogara nichiva wapa mredio wotobvesaanhu vachiti zvidironiironi vagoni kutaura zvakanaka
ipfungwa dzavowozve handiti mumwe neumwe anokwanisa kuti ataure zvamaonero avo saka tingagoti vakanganise chii
ora sekuti vanhu vari kusouth africa kuzve kwaambasada chete nevamwe vashomawo vane mabasa epamusoro ndovanhu vakatungati vakagaridza berhesi takauya nenhamo kuno kundisa hakuna munhu angada kuzotishama murume wake wekwazasi nekumusoro achii takagaridza nokuti ndakazo zvauku dzekusouth africa vanhu takauya nenhamo
aiwa aiwa tatenda mukoma ichokwadi aiwa tatenda zvikuru tine vamwe vanoda kutauravo mazvita chaizvo
so I'm told we are joined by another guest only that we got him now because of the phone problems. His name is Walter Moyo. He belongs to the MTC led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa. Mr. Walter Moyo, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, and how are you, Gibbs?
Oh, very fine. Now, akusitele baba ukuthi wena ngombono wakho ubona zani umnangagwa uphathelene nabantu beZimbabwe sefikile phela kule Zimbabwe kube ku AU ngale.
Akula into umnangagwa azabuya la decide izithembiso ezingasoze zawale anything abantu abazayibona and sibe kwazi ukuthi asikho kwakuqala ehamba emazweni ebuya engelalutho alithembisa abantu bezimbabwe to make our matters worse vele kungaze kube lomunye umuntu othi uthembisa ulutho ulutho lolo luyabe lungasoze lwafa lwafika ebantwini akuqalisi nxa kusehlula lama-resources akhona lapha elizweni angasoze afike ebantwini wathi mo lokhu abuya lakho abe kutholile yikho angakwanisa kukufikisa ebantwini behlupheka kangaka akula lutho umnangagwa angalupha abantu angabuya lalo uyabe luthethe kubani akusela umuntu ole-confidence yokuncedisa leli lizwe
so ke nxa sikhangeleke ukhulume njalo la ngokuthi phela abantu laba babetshengiselwa babamoyo emgwaqweni babefuna ukuthi bemsuse esikhundleni ngenkani njengakhonkana kwenziwa kumnumzana Robert Mugabe.
Hayi, ngumoya omubi sehleze sethuka ukuthi lokho akwenza uMugabe labo abantu bafuna ukumenza khonoko kube kanti hatshi abantu babembonisa ukuthi hayi lokho sukuyenza kusizwisa ubuhlungu nxa ukhuphula ifiweli isiya phezulu bonke abantu abaletha ukudla kumbe abathwala ini kutho ukuthi izinto zabo zizadura yikho ke eZimbabwe akula msebenzi abantu bazasila ngani kungela lutho babe zama ukumbonisa ukuthi hayi ngendlela osubusa ngayo ususithwalise nzima uzikhangelele wena ukuthi wena uyakukwanisa iningi labantu alikwanisi khonoko akulo umuntu ofuna ukumgupha esikhundleni ngendlela engayisiye abantu bangena kuma-election ukuthi umuntu aphume esikhundleni yikho lakathesi ama-election abuya lakathi esikakwazi ukuthi uwine ngamavoti amangaki kule percentage ekhona phatha amavoti uvotelwe ngabantu abangaki nanku amavoti atshintshwa kaninginingi
kodwa nxa sibona ke kusiya phambili ubona zani baba Moyo kambe kumele kulungiswe njani khonokho ngoba abantu lina lihlala sitsho sithi hayi ubaba loku azange anqobe ngemfanelo so ke kuyamele kwenziwe kuhlalwe phansi kukhulunywe kumbe kuthiwe
kumele athembeke ahloniphe upresident uChamisa ukuthi ngumuntu ovotelwe ngabantu abaningi nxa kufunakala ukuthi kukhulunyiswane kube lo munye umuntu oneutral ingayisuye yena obiza uChamisa ukuthi athi wena president Chamisa abuya kimi lapha ngikhulume lawo akudingi omlamulankunzi phakathi abantu bebabili bavizwe bakhulumisane kulabanye abantu abazakhangela ukuthi indaba yeZimbabwe kumele iqakululwe kanjani then ngaleyo ndlela uzabona indima ikhanya
aha sitolibambe khonapho ke ungayikhatshana baba Walter Moyo so he's saying that is expected from by the MTC Mr. Mnangagwa is now back home and is empty-handed so he says he wasted a lot of taxpayers' funds. And he also said that, you know, in terms of going forward, Zimbabwe needs a person that can be an arbitrator, you know, who will bring Mr. Mnangagwa and Mr. Chamisa together so that, you know, the country may may at least move forward, you know. Because he says, as it is, Mr. Chamisa is saying, Mr. Mnangagwa never won. And then Mr. Mnangagwa says, no, I won. So recognize me as the president. So that's a sticking point.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know whether Mr. Zero or Dr. Zero can have an answer to that. Dr. Zero, are you still there? Hello, Dr. Zero?
Yes, I'm around.
Right, going forward for Zimbabwe, we know we have talked about this AU thing and all those kind of things, but really going forward for the country, there is no country that develops when there is some friction, naturally. So what can be done to resolve Zimbabwe's political crisis?
Yeah, in as much as I might not want to talk about the political situation,
mm-hmm.
because our major concern was on refugees, but it all boils down to the political issue. But mm-hmm. I'm only saying, it's what President Mnangagwa did in extending his olive vine to the other political parties can be accepted by any other individual that can work for the benefit of the country.
So do you think that's workable, since the opposition is saying no, we don't recognize him as president?
I don't know now. Because if it is in terms of elections, like, they declared the public.
Mm.
And you find in America, I don't have enough evidence.
Mm.
It was rumored Russia had some fingers on Trump's winning process. But Americans accepted. Whatever was done, Americans per se accepted. But if we continue to deny what is there, it will create problems for us. So I can't speak on behalf of the opposition. It's not possible. But I'm only saying it would be better for the country if ever we can sing one song, and then the next elections come, we find means of getting it better, or whatever method we can use to get together. That the country will go forward. But if we continue to create problems, then it becomes difficult for the country to move forward.
Yeah, Mr. Moyo, Mr. Walter Moyo, can you chip in there briefly? Mr. Walter Moyo, can you hear?
The sincerity between Mr. Mnangagwa in face of the opposition leader, President Chamisa, that he has to accept that President Chamisa has more votes in the election. And therefore, if a dialogue has to come up, there should be an arbitrator. And Mr. Mnangagwa should actually consider the will of the people, that it is what the people want, that the country should go ahead. Not to undermine Chamisa, President Chamisa, when he actually knows that those other principals, they agreed with Mr. Mnangagwa that he had won the election. It is President Chamisa who said, no, Mr. Mnangagwa, you have been beaten in this election. Can you actually show in how many votes did you win this election? But surprisingly, when he's calling people to that particular dialogue, he even called his colleagues, his co-colleagues in the election, who had actually already accepted. The problem is between him and President Chamisa. He should call President Chamisa, and actually an arbitrator should be there, so that the two can actually sit around the table.
Mm-hmm.
Then a way forward, I'm sure, is going to be mapped from that point.
Yes, and I guess we've got some callers that are coming in there, some viewers on Facebook. What are they saying, Mr. Wangindi? Just 30 seconds.
Blessing Madzima says, if Mnangagwa had won the election, he would have been protecting the citizens who are the voters. Instead, he is brutalizing them and killing them for just trying to inform him of their challenges in their daily life. Mm-hmm. So we don't know about the actuality of this statement, but Madzima is expressing concern that they are not getting the proper coverage that that they expect from their head of state.
And then we've got Ruramai Mash, who says, you guys, I called you, but you didn't call me back. Hopefully, next time we're going to do that, Ruramai. And then we've got Connie Mpala. He says, don't talk about America, talk about other issues. Now our time is up, and this is Kips Dube in Washington, D.C., thanking Dr. Charles Zero and Mr. Volta Moyo. Bye-bye, Zimbabwe.
I'm Tanono Kawande. I'll see you again next time. In the meantime, please take care. Good night.